The landing ship tank is known as an LST for short. It took several years and $2,500 in donations, but the Wisconsin LST Association has completed work on a plaque that'll honor people who served on the boats. Robert Reiner served on one of the first waves of the boats, which were designed to play a key part in the D-Day invasion at Normandy, France. The new plaque will include this quote from Britain's wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
That magnificent LST, the workhorse of the amphibious fleet, was the key to the success of the invasion of Europe and the ultimate defeat of the Axis powers.
Reiners is now 80 and lives in Oneida. He spent 10 days on the beaches of Normandy helping to load and unload troops and supplies from his LST. Reiners says each of the boats could carry 20 Sherman tanks and several hundred troops.
We not only hauled the supplies in, we hauled wounded out, and we also hauled the prisoners. By the boatloads, we took prisoners off the beaches of Normandy.
LSTs were also used in Korea and Vietnam. In fact, Reiner says their use has only recently been discontinued. The memorial plaque will include the names and hometowns of 385 Wisconsin residents who served on the boats. It'll be displayed at the state capitol temporarily. Its permanent home will be at the Military Veterans Museum, which is under construction in Oshkosh. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.